Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf test. We left off on daf Chesam Beis. We are at the two dots at the bottom of daf Chesam Beis. Ein ba yidia b'tchila. We're continuing in the Mishnah now. Ein ba yidia b'tchila v'yesh ba yidia b'sov sira nasa b'chus yom ha-kippur m'chaper. The Mishnah had said that if a person did not realize that he was tamei and then he did the Avera, and then after everything was over he realized, oh my goodness, I was tamei and I did the Avera, so then the sira nasa b'chus and yom ha-kippurim are m'chaper. The sira nasa b'fnim was not m'chaper for a case of ein ba yidia b'tchila. The sira nasa b'fnim was m'chaper for a case where he had yidia b'tchila, didn't have Yediyah Basov, and he just needs something to hold him over until he gets the Yediyah Basov so that he can bring his carbon all of Yoreid. So for that, the Sira Nasa Bifnim, that was yesterday's discussion, is Mechaper. Over here we're talking about somebody who didn't even know to begin with, Ein Yediyah B'tchila, but now he realizes that he did something wrong, so the Sira Nasa B'chutz and Yom HaKippurim are Mechaper. So frankly, Gemara, Michti, Iskushe Iskush La'adadi, that we make this comparison between the two Seirim. Again, this is not we, it's the Mishnah. The Mishnah had made such a comparison. The Mishnah had said, the Mishnah had said, whatever one is mechaper for, the other one is mechaper for, meaning, namely, Tumas Mikdash Kudashav, Ma Pnimi and Mechaper, Aldover Sheesh Beyadia, Afachito and Mechaper, Aldover Sheesh Beyadia. Just like the Pnimi is only mechaper if you had Yediyah, at least Betchila, you had some Yediyah, so to the Chiton is only mechaper something that has some level of Yediyah, meaning Yediyah Basof. So they both are mechaper for things that have Yediyah. So Michti is Kushe iskush la'adadi, v'nechaper pnimi adidei va'ad chitzon, v'nafkemina lahecha delav chitzon. So frak the Gemara, so once we're comparing the two to each other anyway, why do we have to say that the Sira Nasa b'frim and the Sira Nasa b'chutz are mechaper for two different things? Let the Sira Nasa b'chutz be mechaper, I'm sorry, let the Sira Nasa b'frim be mechaper for yesh ba yediya b'tchila v'ein ba yediya b'sof, and for ein ba yediya b'tchila v'yesh ba yediya b'sof. Let it be mechaper for both types of situations of Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav. Why do you need two separate karbanos to be mechaper for each detailed situation? And what would be the nafkamina, whether the Sira Nasa Bifnim is mechaper for everything, or the Sira Nasa Bifnim is mechaper for one, and the Sira Nasa Bichuz is mechaper for the other? So the Gemara says the nafkamina would be, let's say you didn't have a Sira Nasa Bichuz. You didn't have a Chitzon. You only had a Sira Nasa Bifnim. So did you get the kapara, or did you not get the kapara? So Pnei Yishur already points out that the whole discussion seems so unusual. Is that enough kamina? Did I get kapara? Did I not get kapara? The Ribbono Shel Olam has to worry about that. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam's business. He figures out who he's mechaper and who he's not mechaper, who he's saleach, who he's not saleach. Pnei Yeshua says the whole masu matan over here of kapara's bezin shalmala is strange. His lashon is mi yalo l'shamayim, something like that. He says v'chi mi alo l'shamayim v'chazra lomer lanu shakasher lo asa chitzon ena pnimi mechaper magid mina yisurim. Who went up to shamayim and told us that that for whatever reason, if we couldn't bring the sira nasa b'chutz, that the sira nasa b'fnim doesn't actually cover all the kapara for all the tumas mikdash u'kadashav? What would possibly be the nafkamina? So the Pnei Yeshua says that there has to be nafkamina la'alacha, and he says the whole masu matan in our sugya has to be lahalacha kigoni mikrvu zeba ze. It's not about kapar shemayim. It's if you take the seir of that's supposed to be the seir nasa b'chutz and use it for the seir nasa b'fnim. If they're meant to achieve the same kapara, they're interchangeable. If they're meant to accomplish the same thing, they're interchangeable. If they're each meant to accomplish a different kapara, then they're not interchangeable. That's what has to be the point of this discussion. Because otherwise, just hack about whether it's mechaper or not mechaper, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's business. It's not our business whether it's mechaper or not mechaper. Now, what's the hechitimsa where there's a nafkamina, where it actually makes a difference whether it's mechaper or not? Wherever the low avad chitzon, where they're not going to have a sira nasa b'chutz. Fractosos vim tomar im kein chitzon lama baklal. But then, if according to this havamina, that the Gemara is saying that the sira nasa b'fnim is mechaper for everything, and why do I need to know that it's mechaper for everything? Just in case you don't have a chitzon, you want the sira nasa b'fnim to be mechaper for everything. So fractosos, if according to that havamina, why do I even need a chitzon at all? The sira nasa b'fnim is mechaper for everything, and it's even mechaper for everything when there is no chitzon. So the Yeshlomer Mishum Tumah She'ira Bein Zeh L'Zeh. No, that, and then if that were the case, according to this Havamina, the only function of the Seir Nasa B'Chutz would be if someone were to violate Tumas Mikdash U'Kadashav after the Seir Nasa B'Fnim was already brought. So in that short window of time, on Yom Kippur itself, after the Seir Nasa B'Fnim was already brought, and you haven't yet brought the Seir Nasa B'Chutz, if you become Tameh then, or you have an issue of Tumas Mikdash U'Kadashav then, that's why you need the Seir Nasa B'Chutz, according to this Havamina. So anyway, so why don't we assume that the Seir Nasa B'Fnim is Mechaper for everything, for both Yesh B'Yidia B'Tchilav, Ein B'Yidia B'Sof, and Ein B'Yidia B'Tchilav, Yesh B'Yidia B'Sof, Samar Kra, Achas, Kapara achas mechaper veinu mechaper shtei kaparos. Pasuk says achas, and we darshan from there that it could be mechaper one kapara, can't be mechaper shtei kaparos. Right? The pasuk says v'chipar aron al karnosav achas bashana midam achatas hakipurim. Achas bashana yichaper levador sechem, that it's achas bashana, that it's mechaper. So we see that it's not only once a year, but it's only mechaper for one type of tumas mikdash u'kadashav, and therefore the sir nasa b'fnim is mechaper for yesh b'yidia b'tchila ve'ein b'yidia b'sof. Sir nasa b'chutz is mechaper for ein b'yidia b'tchila, yesh b'yidia b'sof. So frankly, Gemara, okay, that explains why the sir nasa b'fnim can't be mechaper for both, but the mechaper chitzon adideva. My David Panimi, why can't the Seir Nasa B'Chutz be Mechaper for both situations? For both where it was Yesh B'Yidiyah B'Tchila, Ein B'Yidiyah B'Sof, and Ein B'Yidiyah B'Tchila, Yesh B'Yidiyah B'Sof. And Nafgamina, L'Tuma D'Ira Ben Zeh L'Zeh. Nafgamina would be if there's Tuma that happens between the Seir Nasa B'Fnim, the Seir Nasa B'Chutz, you should know that with the Seir Nasa B'Chutz, you're still covered for whatever, for Yesh B'Yidiyah B'Tchila, Ein B'Yidiyah B'Sof. Meaning, even though the Seir Nasa B'Fnim already was Mechaper for that, but maybe that the Tumah happened after the Seir Nasa B'Fnim was already brought, so maybe we should suggest that the Seir Nasa B'Chutz is Mechaper for that as well. So we already said the Seir Nasa B'Fnim can't be Mechaper for everything because it says Achas. What about the Seir Nasa B'Chutz? Says Gemara, it says Achas there as well. Amakra Achas Bashana. Kapara Zu Lotehei Ela Achas Bashana. Not that it only achieves one Kapara, but it says Achas Bashana. That this Kapara that's accomplished by the Seir Nasa B'Fnim can only be accomplished once a year. If you have it accomplished with the Seir Nasa B'Fnim and then again a few minutes later on Yom Kippur with the Seir Nasa B'Chutz, then it's not once a year. It's twice a year. It's with the Seir Nasa B'Fnim and the Seir Nasa B'Chutz. It can only be Achas B'Shana. Good? So that's how we know that the Seir Nasa B'Chutz can't be Mechaper for everything. If you look at Tosos, this little Tosos, Dibur Maskel L'Tumah, L'Tumah She'ira Bein Zeh L'Zeh, right? The Gemara had said, what would it accomplish to tell me that the Seir Nasa B'Chutz is Mechaper even for the case that the Seir Nasa B'Fnim is Mechaper for, of Yesh B'Yidiyah B'Tchila Ve'in B'Yidiyah B'Sof? Either way, you already brought the Seir Nasa B'Fnim. So the Gemara said, well, for any Tumah that comes up in between. So Frektosos, why don't we just say the Nafkamina would be the same as we said previously? Nafkamina would be if you didn't bring the Seir Nasa B'Fnim. Just like we said by in describing what the Nafkamina would be if the Seir Nasa B'Fnim is Mechaper for everything. So we said Nafkamina would be if you didn't bring the Seir Nasa B'Chutz, you want to know if you still have Kapara. So why don't we say the same thing over here when we're talking about the Seir Nasa B'Fnim being Mechaper for everything? Say that it's talking about the Seir Nasa B'Chutz being Mechaper for everything. Say the Nafkamina is for a case that you didn't bring the Seir Nasa B'Fnim and you only brought the Seir Nasa B'Chutz, so it should be Mechaper for everything. Why does the Gemara shy away from that obvious Nafkamina? So it says Tosus Hachaloka Loka Amar of Nafkamina Lehecha Delo Ovid Pnimi Kitakamar Leel De Pnimi Karav Kodem Chitzon V'Leka Elechad Yasu Pnimi V'Lo Chitzon. Tosus says it's impossible to say that you're bringing the Seir Nasa B'Chutz and not the Seir Nasa B'Fnim. Because since the Seir Nasa B'Fnim comes first, if you only had one Seir, you would bring it for that which comes first. You have to worry about what's in front of you first. That's the general rule in Halacha, is that you take care of your mitzvah that's incumbent upon you right now first, and even if that's going to cripple you later on for another mitzvah, you don't have to have such a long-term view. First, you do what's mutal on you right now. So since this would be the first the first karban that you would be chayiv would be the sira nasa b'fnim, it wouldn't happen that you would have only a sira nasa b'chutz and not a sira nasa b'fnim. If you have one sa'ir, you bring it as a sira nasa b'fnim, not as the sira nasa b'chutz. That's how the Tos wants to say. Now, if you look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Kalina Shas, he says, Tamua di'ef shalasos p'nimi below hagrala. He says, no, that doesn't work, because if you only had one sa'ir, you can't bring it for the sira nasa b'fnim, because the sira nasa b'fnim is what? The other term that we use to describe sira nasa b'fnim is the sa'ir la'Hashem. How is the sa'ir la'Hashem chosen? You take two identical sa'irim. When you do a whole hagrali, you do a little raffle, and one goes la'Hashem, one goes la'Azazel. Absent that hagrala, there is no sira nasa b'fnim. So Tosfos' whole idea that if you only have one, that one is used for the sira nasa b'fnim, Rabbi Akiva says that's not true. If you have one, it can't be the sira nasa b'fnim. Adrabba can only be the sira nasa b'chutz. It can't be the sira azazel either, right? It can only be the sira nasa b'chutz. It can't be the sira nasa b'fnim. So Tosfos, now is that saying that Tosfos' answer is incorrect? Maybe what Tosfos means to say is if you only have two, you would bring the Sira Nasa Bifnim and the Sira Lazazel and not the Sira Nasa Bechutz. But certainly it seems at the very least that Tosfos is being imprecise. Now in the Hagos of Rav something Berlin, Reish Lamed Berlin, I don't know who he is. I'm not sure, Rav Label Berlin is my best guess. But in the back of the Gemara it has all these different Mepharshim. I'm trying to look up on the list here. Ah, Rav Leib Berlin. Okay, Rav Leib Berlin. Lagos of Rav Leib Berlin, he says, V'nira d'hai chad lav davka. He says, when Tosa says, if you only have one, then you would do the panimi of lo chitzon, that's lav davka. Eletrei v'achar hagrala yishar chad. It means you had two se'irim, you did the hagrala, one of them is la'zazel, and there's only one left to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what Tosa means, that you would use that as a sir nasa b'fnim, and not the sir nasa b'chutz. And he says, v'teda, I'll prove to you that that's got to be what Tosa means. Deichi asu l'pnimi, afim nomer d'naseu shaloba gorel, even if you're going to make the sir nasa b'fnim without a gorel, ha'eno ba'el l'kaparis tumas mikdash kudashim, v'naniach l'mshim, even if you could say that there could be such a thing as sira nasa b'fnim without a gorel, so do you think Tosfos means to say if you have one sa'ir, you're not going to do the sira la'zazel? You can do the sira nasa b'fnim rather than the sira la'zazel? Think about what each one is mechaper for. The sira nasa b'fnim is mechaper for tumas mikdash kudashav. The sira la'zazel is mechaper for everything. All averos of all of Klal Yisrael. So which one would you choose? Obviously you would have to choose the Sira la'zazel. It accomplishes so much more, says Rav Leib Berlin. But if you only have one, you got to use it for the musaf. And the Gemara gives a nafkamina, a different nafkamina, where tumah happens in between, to tell you that even if you have all the sirim that you need, you still have a nafkamina. Good, so that's how Rav Leib Berlin understands Tosos. Anyway, okay, weiter in the Gemara now. We're at the top of Tesa Meralef at the two dots. Ul Rabbi Yishmael, Damrein B'yidiyah B'tchila V'yishpidiyah B'sof. Bar Karban, who, according to Rabbi Yishmael, who says that if you don't realize at the beginning that you ever became Tameh, and then after you went into the Mikdash Reib Kachim, you realize that you had become Tameh previously, that you're Chayiv a Karban, Sira Nasa B'chut, meaning you're Chayiv even a Karban Ol V'yored, even though you didn't have Yediyah B'chidba, that's Rabbi Shmuel Shita, so Sira Nasa B'chut, Samay Mechaper. Then what's the Sira Nasa B'chut Mechaper for? Meaning the whole point was, the Sira Nasa B'chut is supposed to be Mechaper in a case where you're not Chayiv your own personal Karban Chatas. Karban Ol V'yored is a Chatas. So you need the Sira of Yom Kippur and the Sira Nasa B'chut and Yom HaKippurim to be Mechaper. But if you hold that you're anywhere going to be chayiv your own personal carbon chatas, the carbon ol v'yored, so then what does the sira nasa b'chutz then accomplish? So answers the Gemara according to Rabbi Shmuel, al shein b'yidiyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. Sira nasa b'chutz is mechaper for someone who has no yidiyah whatsoever. He never knew that he became tameh, still doesn't realize he became tameh, and he had gone into the Beis HaMikdash Reid Kachim in that state of tumah, completely not realizing that what he had done. So that's the case where you need the sira nasa b'chutz to be mechaper for. Frek the Gemara, no, the Sira Regalim and the Sira Rashi Chadashim are supposed to be mechaper for that, right? That's not supposed to be for the Seira Nasa B'chutz, that's supposed to be Seira Regal Seira Shechadash or Mechaper. So Savar L'Krav Meir, Damar Kola Seira Mechaperas and Shava, Al Tumas Mikdash Kutashav. So it must be that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, who holds that all of the Seira Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kutashav, for all of the Tumas Mikdash Kutashav problems. They're all Mechaper for the same basic issues. And therefore, Ein B'Yediya B'Tchila, V'lo B'Sof, you're right, is the Kapar is achieved both by the Seir Hanasa B'chutz, as well as by the Seirei Regalim and Seirei Rashi Chadash, and they all accomplished the same thing. Right, when we had that in the Mishnah, Rashi was quick to point out when it said Kol Hasirim Kaparas on Shava on Beis and Beis, Rashi was quick to point out Kol Seirei Musafin Bein Seirei Hanasa B'chutz Yom Kippur and Bein Shal Regalim Bein Shal Rashi Chadash and Kaparas on Shava. When it says Kol Hasirim, all the Seirim achieved the same kapara, it means all the Seirei Musafin. It means the Seirei Hanasa B'chutz, the Seirei Regalim, the Seirei Rashi Chadashim. It does not mean even the Seirei Hanasa B'fnim. The Seirei Hanasa B'fnim is not one of the Seirei Musafin. That clearly has a different kapara. The Seirei Hanasa B'fnim, that there's no machlokas on. That's not mechaper together with the other Seirei Hamusafin. That only serves to be tola, like we described yesterday. That only serves for someone who is going to be chayav a carbon olivari as soon as he realizes what he did, because he had yidia b'chila and he doesn't have yidia yet right now. That's what the seir nasa b'fnim is, to hold him over until he realizes and he brings his carbon. But the other seirim, all the other seirim musafin, are all mechaper for the same thing. Elamai hilchsa iska shchitz on l'pnimi. But if that's the case, so regarding what halacha is it that we make a hekesh between the Seir Nasa B'fnim and the Seir Nasa B'chutz? If the Seir Nasa B'chutz is the same as every other Seir Musafin, so why would we have a specific hekesh to between the Panimi and the Chitzon? Meaning as follows. The Mishnah linked up the Panimi and the Chitzon, the Seir Nasa B'fnim, the Seir Nasa B'chutz, to teach me the following din. That just like the Seir Nasa B'fnim is for somebody who had Yediya Batchila, so he had Yediya at some point, even though he doesn't have Yediya B'sof, so to the Seir Nasa B'chutz is for somebody who has some Yediya. When? Basof, but not Betchila. But now we're saying, according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Meir, the Seir Hanasa B'chutz is mechaper even for someone who has no Yediyah whatsoever. So then, what's the hekesh for to Seir Hanasa B'fnim if it's not to teach me that the Seir is designated for somebody who has some Yediyah? So Ma Pnimi ain't mechaper b'shar averos, av chitzon ain't mechaper b'shar averos. What it's coming to teach me is that just like the Seir Hanasa B'fnim is not mechaper for anything but Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav, so to the Seir Hanasa B'chutz is not mechaper for anything but Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav. It's only mechaper for that Avera. That's the whole hekesh. Not to teach me about Yediya, Batchila v'lo Basof, or Basof v'lo Batchila, just to tell me in general what it's mechaper for, what it's not mechaper for. Period. Two dots. Al she'ein b'yediya b'tchila v'lo b'sof, si'irei regalim si'irei shechadash mechaper div Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Rabbi Yehuda's shita in the Mishnah was that when you didn't know originally that you were tamei, and you still don't realize that you were tamei, that's what the si'irei regalim and si'irei shechadashim are mechaper for. Right, that which Rabbi Shmuel said, the si'irei nasa b'chutz is mechaper for, Rabbi Yehuda holds the si'irei shechadashim and the si'irei regalim are mechaper for someone who has no yediya whatsoever that he was tamei. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get this from? That's what the Seirei Rosh Chodashim and Seirei Regalim are mechaper for. Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, "V'Seiri zim echad lechatas laHashem." So we darshin chet she'in makir bo ela Hashem yesir zem mechaper. You know which avera the seir of regalim and the seir of Rosh Chodesh is going to be mechaper for? The avera that only Hashem knows about and that nobody else knows about. That's why he uses the expression lechatos la Hashem. So, frak the Gemara, really, that's what the expression Lechatos LaHashem is coming to teach me? That the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper for an Avera that only Hashem knows about, that even the guy who did the Avera has no idea about? But we already need that phrase, Lechatos LaHashem, to teach me the teaching of Reish Lakish. Dom Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish taught as follows. Manishtan Seir Shal Rosh Chodesh, Shenemer Bo LaHashem. Why is it that, unlike every other carbon in the world, the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, it says it's a Chatos LaHashem? Hashem. So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, meaning if anything, say that everything is LaHashem, everything's for Hashem. So why does this one say LaHashem? So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Si'ir Zeh Yehei Kapara Al Shemi Atati Asei Areach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, according to Reish Lakish, by putting the word in there, La Hashem, that this Seir, the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, is a kapara for Hashem. It's a kapara for Hashem for making the moon smaller. So Hashem feels he needs a kapara, so we bring this carbon every Rosh Chodesh is a kapara for Hashem. So that's what Reish Lakish uses the La Hashem for. So before we even get to the Gemara's response to that, does the Gemara think you could sneak in a line like that without anybody noticing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a kapara? What in the world is that talking about? So if you look in the margin of the page in the Mesoras HaShas, right, so what does he say over there? Zehu sod mi sodos HaKabbalah ve'ein la'avino k'mashma uchas v'shal. Don't just read that and translate that. This is a secret that's from the secrets of the Kabbalah. You can't just read this line and translate it and think you understand it. Kikol kvud bas melech pnima. All things that are precious and special are hidden, and this is some precious, special teaching that's being hidden from us. Meaning sometimes you read Agada to Gemara, you know you don't understand it. You know that it's not supposed to be taken at face value. But this is not an Agada to Gemara. It's a halacha Gemara. It's about Tumas Mikdash Kedashav and about all the things that the Seirim and Mechaper for. So you could have accidentally read that line and thought that you're supposed to take it literally and that you're supposed to understand it at face value. So right away he tells you, no, treat this like an agarata. Treat it like one of the more esoteric agaratas that you're not going to ever understand, because it's something that's from the secrets of the Torah. Okay, can we have any understanding of it? Do we just have to stop at that? So Tosfos points out, Si'ir zeh yehi kapara alai, says Tosfos, Pirish ba'aruch, si'ir zeh kapara li Yisrael, va'alai l'kva azman kapara zu. So he sort of, first of all, he adds in a different girsa. He said, we don't have the girsa alai. We have si'ir zeh yehi kapara al shemi'ata tiyaseh yareach. So he changes the word al to alai. That the si'ir zeh is mechaper alai shemi'ata tiyaseh yareach. So how does he translate it? That this si'ir should be a kapara, kama, who's it a kapara for? It's for the Jewish people. And alai, and it's on me to determine when the Jews should get this kapara. So Tosus, as long as you have some creative commas, Tosus says that's how to read the Gemara, that it's not a kapara, chas shalom, you can't say it's a kapara for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a kapara for Klal Yisrael. How do we achieve this kapara? We achieve the kapara at a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines. And when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide to make this kapara? At a time that relates to the moon as throwing a bone to the moon, making the moon happy. That after HaKadosh Baruch Hu's memait the areach, so he says, look, you're going to get a special karban brought based on you. So that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the moon happy. Fine, but that's the approach of Tosfos. The Tos HaRash explains that it certainly doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a kapara for his maisim. It's trying to teach me, rather, stam derecher, it's like anything else that we say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any midos you try to ascribe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is always just trying to teach us something about Mahu Afata, about how we are supposed to be, right? All the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam writes, you can't ascribe any midos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, he's happy, he's sad. None of those things make any sense, because one of the things that we believe about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he's unchanging. So he doesn't get angry and sad and happy or any of those things. We use that to express to ourselves exactly how a person is supposed to act in certain circumstances. So over here as well, Tosfos Rosh says, the Torah is teaching us derech eretz, that if sarach ha'eved l'fnei adono, ad shu hutzrach liyasro, that if an eved does something wrong and the adon has to punish him, he has to give him some sort of yisurin, so mutal al adon l'faisa achar kach, the adon still should make it up to the eved, and not only adon eved, if a parent has to punish a child, he shouldn't leave the child angry at him. So you have to punish him, it's true, you have to implement certain punishments, certain consequences. We don't like to use the word punishments anymore. So you have to implement certain consequences, but nevertheless, you still have to make sure that the relationship is repaired. You have to make sure that the relationship isn't destroyed. So it's just a way of teaching derech eretz. Rabbi Yoni Snaipschitz in Yaros Tavash has a third approach to this. Rabbi Yoni Snaipschitz writes that Rosh Chodesh is Yom Hadin for Malachim, because the Malachim were Makatreg on Adam Rishon when he was created, and they said, why should Adam be Zocha to use the Shnei Ma'oros of the Chama and the Levana both together? They're both these massive Ma'oros, and because of that Kitrug, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mema'et the Levana. There's such a medrash like that. So therefore, in every Rosh Chodesh, since the Levana is Meschadesh, on that day, it's a Yom Din for the Malachim for causing us so much trouble, for being Makatreg again against Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the Seer of Rosh Chodesh is a kapara on the Pmalya Shalmala. It's a kapara for the Malachim. And Rabbeinu Sanhedrin says, you do often find that the Malachim are referred to as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, obviously. The Pmalya Shalmala is called by the Shem Hashem because they are so close to Hashem, and their entire existence is the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they'll be called as Alai, even though it doesn't really mean on HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, it means on the Malachim. Again, the theological difficulties are extreme with this line, and even with Rabbeinu Sanhedrin's explanation, it raises its own problems. But okay, so we'll leave that. But the point is, in the context of the Gemara wanted to say that what do we learn from the phrase L'chatos L'Hashem? So we wanted to say that we learn from there that the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper for Averos that only Hashem knows about and nobody else in the world knows about. Frankly, Gemara, but we already used that L'chatos L'Hashem to teach me this drasha that the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper for Hashem, so to speak. So it answers the Gemara, Im Kein Le'Makra Al Hashem. No, that's what it was coming to teach me. The Pasuk should have said Al Hashem. My La Hashem L'Chadiyarman. So if it was only coming to teach me that it was a Kapara for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it would have said Al Hashem. From La Hashem, we learn that it's also a kapara for those averus that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about, namely cases of Yediyos Hatuma, that there's Ein B'Yediyah B'Chila V'lo B'Sof, that you never realized that you were Tameh. Ve'ema Kulei La'ach Yudasa, but still, maybe it's coming entirely for that drasha, for the drasha of Ein B'Yediyah B'Chila V'lo B'Sof. Im Kei Ne'makra Chatas Hashem, then it should have said Chatas Hashem. My La Hashem Shamet Mina. So that La Hashem teaches me that it could teach both drashas. So both Reish Lakish and our drasha to explain Rabbi Yehuda are on the mark. So Sham Mina Tarti. So we can learn both drashas from it. Okay, good. So Frek the Gemara, Unechaper Nami Afilu B'Shar Averos. Why can't the Seir Rosh Chodesh be Mechaper for other Averos as well? By the way, just to mention one more thing, the Rif over here quotes this entire sugya about what it's mechaper for, about what the Seir Hanaseh, the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for. This whole Shakla V'Tayr de Gemara, the Rif quotes. If you were to look at the Rif on the first perek of this Masechta, you will find there is exactly one page of Rif on the first perek of the Masechta. So even though the Rif generally quotes all the Gemaras that are halach lemaisa, that's normally what the Rif does. He just quotes the Lashon the Gemara, but he quotes all the Gemaras that are only halach lemaisa and leaves out all the katzah, trims the fat, so to speak, cuts out all the stuff that's not halacha l'maisa. So it's interesting, of all the Gemaras in the entire first parak, to quote, that he quotes this Gemara about what the Seir of Rosh Chodesh exactly accomplishes, a kapara for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a kapara for someone who's ein v'yediyah b'tchila v'lo b'sof. So that is a little bit strange. So the Pnei Yeshua notes this, and he says that you have to say that this sugya has a nafkamina halacha l'maisa, whether you're supposed to mention the chatos shel Rosh Chodesh and the musaf of Rosh Hashanah or not. That if the Rosh Chodesh Karban that we bring is unique to Rosh Chodesh and it has it achieves something that can only be achieved every Rosh Chodesh, and it relates completely to the moon, so on Rosh Hashanah there's a new moon also, and the Charisha mentioned it then as well. But if it's just Stam, it's a din in Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Hashanah is a different din. Rosh Hashanah has its own Kedusha, but the Karban reflects the Kedusha Sayom, so the Karban of Rosh Chodesh reflects the Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Chodesh, and on Rosh Hashanah we have a higher Kedusha Sayom, so what do you have to bring the carbon of Rosh Chodesh for? So then you wouldn't have to mention the carbon of Rosh Chodesh in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. So that's why he thinks, that's what the Pnei Yeshua thinks, the Rif quotes this whole Girsa, and he says it's mashma that way from the Rif. Because after he quotes this drasha of Reish Lakish, that it's a kapara for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he quotes another drasha for the kapara of the Miut HaYareach, another drasha relating that our Gemara doesn't even quote, about some sort of kapara for the waning of the moon, or the lessening of the moon, and then he quotes the Lashon Yerushalmi, whether you need to mention the Seer of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah in Musaf and Rosh Hashanah. And he says, you don't have to mention it, because Zikaron Echad Ola Lekan Ulekan, because just the Seer of Rosh Hashanah is going to be enough. So by then bringing in that discussion of what you say during Musaf, he's clearly indicating to us that that's the whole nafkamina of the previous discussion. That the whole nafkamina of our whole sugya is what we say in our Shemona Esrei and Rosh Hashanah. One more point about this Miatzti Asei Areach. We can't leave this line less than fully treated. The Maritz Chayes points out that the Rambam asks the same kasha on the pasuk. Why does it say L'chatas L'Hashem? And the Rambam has a totally different answer that it doesn't even mention in the Gemara. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim writes, Re'isi l'ha'arich al davar nifla ma'od, the Rambam says. That why is it that only by the seer of Rosh Chodesh says Chatas L'Hashem, doesn't say it by any other seer? So the Rambam goes on to explain, because Rosh Chodesh, the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, is the most easily confused theologically. That a person could look at the carbon of Rosh Chodesh and say, wow, we do a moon carbon. So we bring a carbon to the moon. Everything else has nothing, all the other carbonates that we do, one would not associate with practices of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, which is done related to when there's a new moon, so that, the Rambam says, is very likely that a person will confuse that with practices of Avodah Zarah, and therefore the Torah Dafka wants to emphasize, no, it's Lashem. This is a chatos laHashem. This is dafka l'shem Hashem. It's not l'shem anything else but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's how the Rambam understands the pasuk. So the Maritz Chayes asks, wait a second, Tamili, Shar Rambam lo sorer ki be'ikur kushya kvar sorer b'talmud kan v'tirtzatirtz afer. It's a nice vart, but the Gemara asked the kasha why it says chatos laHashem dafka by the seer of Rosh Chodesh, and the Gemara gave an answer because HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a kapara. Well, granted, we don't understand what the Gemara's answer is, but the Gemara gives an answer that on some level HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires a kapara because of being Mamayit the Levana. So what does the Rambam, how does the Rambam have the audacity to come up with his own answer against the Gemara, not even mention that, okay, this is a Yehuda Val Lakra, this is something, I'm just giving a suggestion, but the Rambam doesn't even mention it. So says the Maritz Chayes, ve'efshol is achei divrei Rabbeinu in divrei Talmud, that it's possible to say that the Rambam and the Gemara are really saying the same thing. Why? Dikra tam shenemar l'Hashem l'man lo yishtatvu b'zeh im ha'mitzvim shoyu ovdim li'areach. The main point that it says l'Hashem is that we shouldn't be confused or associated with the mitzvim who actually worship the moon. Ve'ikra avodim b'nei sheyachidihu. V'ulam terem shenismayit ha'areach ha'yadom l'shemesh k'mo shenemar esamaros ha'gedolim. Now before the moon was made smaller, the moon looked just like the sun. They were both these huge ma'oros. V'lo yicholim litos b'areach v'la sosa osa elukis. So no one could have used the moon and said, oh, the moon must be some sort of god, because whenever there's something else that looks exactly the same, right, there can't be two malachim, there can't be two kings. If there are two kings, by definition, there's no king, right? If there's, by definition, if there's more than one person in charge, nobody is in charge. That's the whole discussion about the issue of Sarara, whether a woman could be a shul president or a shul board member. Right, that's what some of Mechalik, that a board member, by definition, they're not in charge. If there's a group, but if they're president, there's only one, so then by definition they're in charge. Okay, but anyway, that's a very ger, whatever. But the point is that when there are two things that are identical to each other, you can't have one that would be confused as a god. So that's why the two are totally related. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I need a kapar shemiyati asireach. What does it mean, I need a kapar shemiyati asireach? It means that because I was mimayati asireach, it caused all this confusion, that people now assume that the moon might be a god. And because of that, Klal Yisrael, when they bring these karbanos, they have to be careful to make sure they know that this is Lashem. This is not for something that people are confusing as a god, all because of Mimayit the Areach, and that's why people are confusing it as a god in the first place. This idea that when it comes to the Levana, we're very careful about not being confused with Ovdei Avodah Zarah is true in Kiddush Levana as well. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Our minig is, right after Kiddush Levana, what do we say? Aleinu L'Shabeach. Even if you already said Aleinu. Why do we say Aleinu L'Shabeach? Because Einod Vado, we need to emphasize that who we're serving and who we're worshiping right as we're out there dancing in front of the moon, right? We need to make it clear that it's not in front of the moon, that it's not about the moon, that it's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why we say Aleinu L'Shabeach. It's enough in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, anyway, so says the Gemara Vayter, V'nechaper Nami Afilu B'Shar Averos. So, frankly, Gemara, why is it that the Seir Rosh Chodesh can't be Mechaper for other Averos as well? Why is it only Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashah where you had no Yediyah B'Chila and and no yediyah b'sof. So tanu de Rabbi Shmuel, hol v'zeba b'zman kavua, v'zeba b'zman kavua. Since the seer of Yom Kippur comes at a zman kavua on Yom Kippur, and the seer of Rosh Chodesh comes at a zman kavua every Rosh Chodesh, mazay inu mechaper al tumas mikdash kudashav, avzay inu mechaper al tumas mikdash kudashav. So just like we know the seer of Yom Kippur is only mechaper for tumas mikdash kudashav, the seer of Rosh Chodesh also should only be mechaper tumas mikdash kudashav and not for other averas. So says Gemara, that's great. Ashkan Sira Rosh Chodashim, Sira Rugalim Minalan. We've just proven that Sira Rosh Chodashim are only mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. How do we know the Sira Rugalim are only mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav and not for other random averos? So you'll say, okay, so learn it from Yom Kippur. V'chitei Mahanami Kedetan Debei Rabbi Shmuel. If you're going to say, okay, why don't we just learn that from Yom Kippur as well? That just like Yom Kippur comes at his man kavu and is only mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, so too, this should also only be mechaper. The Sira Regalim should also only be mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. Says Gemara, it's not a good limud. Ikal Mifrach, Imid Rosh Chodesh Kein Tadim. You can't learn it from the Sira of Rosh Chodesh that are only mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, because Sira Rosh Chodesh have a unique maila that Sira Regalim don't have, namely that they're tadir, that they come up constantly every 12 times a year or 13 depending on the year, as opposed to Sira Regalim is only 3 Regalim a year. And Imid Yom Kippurim, if you want to learn it out from Yom Kippur, Shekein Merubah Kaparaso. Yom Kippur achieves so much other kapara. Yom Kippur itself is mechaper and so many other averos that you can't derive any laws of kapara from Yom Kippur, from Sira of Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur obviously has a special status. So we can't derive anything from the Sira of Yom Kippur. Now both of those comments are subject to much discussion in the Rishonim Me'acharonim. The first one, that you can't learn from Rosh Chodesh because Rosh Chodesh is Tadir, but there is a sugya in Maseches Zvachim, Daf Pei Tes or so, where the Gemara discusses what if you have a Tadir v'she'inu Tadir. So we know Tadir Kodem, but there's another Mishnah there that says Mekudosh v'she'inu Mekudosh, Mekudosh is Kodem. That if you have something that is more holy and something less holy, that which is more holy is Kodem. So what if you have a Tadir versus a Mekudosh? Which one comes first? So the Gemara leaves that as an Ibayid Lov Shita. The Gemara doesn't know at the end of the day, Tadir versus Mekudosh, which one wins out. So let me ask you something. Sira Rosh Chodesh versus Sira Regalim, which is more Tadir, Rosh Chodesh or Regalim? Obviously Rosh Chodesh. Which is more Mekudosh? Regalim are more Mekudosh than Rosh Chodesh. So Gemara says, oh, we for sure can't learn from Rosh Chodesh because that's Tadir. Yeah, but Regalim are more Mekudosh. So maybe that compensates for the lack of Tadirus. It gets to the point where the Gemara doesn't even know which is more important. You could say, though, that we don't know which is more important, but one of them is more important than the other. And Mela, they're not the same, so you can't learn one from the other. Okay, and Yom Kippur Shekein Meruba Kaparasa, the Rashba, and Tosas really asks it over here also, but the Rashba is a little more expressive in the way he asks it, that how could the Gemara say you can't learn from Yom Kippur because it's Kaparasa Meruba? Adrabba, that's exactly the reason they should learn from Yom Kippur. Meaning, what are we trying to learn over here? We're trying to learn a miyot. We're not trying to learn a riboy. We're trying to say that, how do I know that the serum of Regalim, the Sira Regalim, is only mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav and doesn't have some broad kapara, isn't mechaper for much more stuff? So, Frek the Rashba, even the Sira of Yom Kippur, where it's all about kapara and you would think is mechaper for everything, still is only mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, then Kal v'chomer, the Sira Regalim should only be mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. It should be even more limited. It's a Kal v'chomer. What do you mean you can't learn from Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur has all this extra kapara? So the Rashba explains that the Gemara's kasha is that, yeah, we do find the Sira Rosh Chodeshim mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, even though that various Tumas Mikdash Kedashav is so chomer that you need the Sira Yom Kippur to be mechaper for it. But how do I know the Sira Regalim are mechaper for something that's so chamor, that's such a chamor dika avera, that we designate the Sira Yom Kippurim to be mechaper for it? That's how you have to understand the Gemara's kasha. Okay, vaitu in the Gemara v'chi tema, and if you're going to say hagamrin Rosh Chodesh mid Yom Kippurim v'lo parchinan, well, wait a second, we were willing to learn that Rosh Chodesh is mechaper only for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav from the fact that Yom Kippur is only mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, and we never asked, but wait a second, Yom Kippur is mechaper for so many other things, and therefore Yom Kippur is different. We never asked that kasha. Hasam Kapara Mechtav Ksiva. That's because when it came to the Seir Rosh Chodesh, it says Kapara explicitly. We just weren't sure exactly, precisely how to apply that Kapara, what that Kapara was for. So Giluy and Milsa Balmu was just a Giluy and Milsa of how to apply the Kapara. But when it comes to the Seir Rogalim, it never even mentions in the Pasuk that there is Kapara. So we would be totally dependent on learning it from Yom Kippur, and that's what we're not comfortable doing. To learn the entire concept that it's mechaper on and on exactly what it's mechaper, to learn all that from Yom Kippur, that we're not comfortable doing. Seir v'seir. How do we know seir regalim are mechaper? Because it doesn't just say seir; it says v'seir. So hachinami seir v'seir. It says seir v'seir. So it tells us it could have said seir. It says with the vav. The vav is mosifal in Rishon to tell you that that the seir regalim are just like the seir Rosh Chodesh, and if the Seir Rosh Chodesh are mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Hakadoshav, the Seir Regalim also are only mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Hakadoshav and nothing more. V'iskash Seir Regalim Seir Rosh Chodeshim, Mas Seir Rosh Chodeshim ain't mechaper nela she'in b'yidia lo b'tchiyah v'lo b'sof. Av Seir Regalim ain't mechaper nela she'in b'yidia lo b'tchiyah v'lo b'sof. Not only that, this hekish where we link Seir Regalim to Seir Rosh Chodeshim not only teaches us that the Seir Regalim are mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Hakadoshav and nothing more, it teaches us exactly which Tumas Mikdash Hakadoshav it's mechaper for, namely the case where it's ein b'yedia lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. Just like the Seir Rosh Chodesh are only mechaper for cases where there is no yedia lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof, so to the Seir Regalim are mechaper for cases where there's no yedia lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. Fine. Now, of the Seir Regalim, the Tosus points out that Seir of Atzeres doesn't say Visa'ir, doesn't have the Vav. So Tosus is bothered. So then, where do we know that the Seir of Atzeres is Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav in the case of Ein B'Yidia Lobetchila Velobesof? So the Ritva writes that by the Seir of Regalim, by the Seir of Atzeres, it doesn't have to say Visa'ir with the Vav. Kiven Shekol Shalosh Regalim Nechshavim Ke'echod B'Ninzeh. Once you have it by the other two, all of Shalosh Regalim are all considered one in the same. The Ramban says, no, Atzeres we learn from Rosh Chodesh through Mematzinu, that they both come at a Zman Kavua. What was the whole reason we couldn't learn the Seir Regalim from Seir Rosh Chodesh, that they both come at a Zman Kavua? Was because Rosh Chodesh was unique because it was Tadir. But the other two regalim show you that Tadir doesn't matter, because the other two regalim are mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Hakadoshav. So you see from there that Tadir doesn't really make a difference, and therefore you no longer need the Vav for Atzeres. Fine. Vayter in the Gemara. Ibayilhu. Kiyamar Rabbi Yehuda al Shein b'yedil abutchiv l'abasov. Hani mil b'chetche in sofa livada. Aval chetche sofa livada k'mi sheyesh yedia b'sof dami. V'sir nasa b'chutz yom ha'kibur mechaper. Meaning as follows. We set up until this point that when you have no yedia whatsoever, l'abutchiv and the only one that knows about your Avera is Hashem. That's what the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for. When the only one that knows about your Avera is Hashem. But if you had no Yediyah B'tchila, but yes Yediyah B'sof, right? So we said that in that case, the Seir Hanasa B'chutz on Yom Kippur is mechaper for it. What if it's a situation where you had no Yediyah B'tchila and you still don't know about it, but you might one day come to know about it? Is that considered something that only Hashem knows about? Or is that therefore Seir Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for? Or is that something that's considered to be that you will know about it, and therefore the Seir Nasa B'chutz and Yom Kippur is mechaper for? Do we say that since right now you don't know about it, so right now it has a status of something that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about? So Tashema, Detanya, with some beferish of Braisa, Al Shein B'Yidiyah, Lo B'tchil V'Lo B'Sof, V'Chet She'Sof Livada, Seir Regalim, Seir Rosh Chodesh, Mechaperim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even a chet shesof livada, that one day you might come to know about it, still the Seir Regalim, Seir Rosh Chodesh are mechaper. It's still considered something that only a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows about. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Seir Regalim mechaper, but lo Seir Rosh Chodeshim. Rabbi Shimon says the Seir Regalim are mechaper, not the Seir Rosh Chodeshim. Omer Blazer, Omer Boshia, my time is Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason for Rabbi Shimon that he says that it's only the Seir Regalim, not the Seir Rosh Chodeshim? Omer Kra, Pasuk says, Va'osan asan lechem la'seis es avon ha'eda. The Pasuk says that it's Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you to bear the sin of the Eda. Va'ikra b'sir de Rosh Chodesh k'siv. And that Pasuk is says by the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, V'yolef avon avon mitzitz. And we learn avon avon from the tzitz. Nemra kan avon v'nemra lalan avon. Mal lalan tumas basar af kan tumas basar. B'shimon says the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is not mechaber for tumas mikdash kedashav. It's mechaber for when you're tahar and you eat basar kachim that's tameh. When the basar itself is tameh. How does he know that? because he links up the Seir Rosh Chodesh with the Tzitz, and the Tzitz we know is Miratzeh for a carbon that's Tameh, for the carbon that's brought B'tumah, so too, that's what the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is for. Imalalan Olin Afkan Olin, frankly, Gemara, no, the Tzitz isn't Mechaper for it, the Tzitz just allows it to be brought in the Mizbeach. So you can say the same thing by the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. So Avon Ha'eda Ksiv. So it says Avon Ha'eda, so therefore it teaches me that specifically by the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, that it's supposed to be Mechaper for the Avera of Basar, that itself is Tameh. Is it time? Yeah. What? All right, we'll stop here. Okay, we'll pick up from Mehdi tomorrow.